This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just federal government spending instead.
All right. Now, you come from a state that has lured many businesses to and individuals to move there because of the favorable tax environment. Another, a lot of your high state counterparts are concerned that this puts them at a disadvantage. How open are you, Senator, to provide some break on the so-called deduction for state and local taxes or so?
So I'm very open to that. Now, I think as a policy matter, eliminating the deduction for state and local taxes is good policy. Why? Because the federal government shouldn't be incentivizing state and local governments to jack up your taxes. But it's only a good policy result if we're lowering individual rates enough that people's net tax bills have been going down. And so I've been spending a lot of time fighting for the residents of high-tax blue states, states like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and California. Some have observed there's some irony that I'm fighting for New Yorkers right now, but I think as Republicans, we should be cutting everybody's taxes. And it's why I'm pushing this reverse trigger. Because, you know, I was just talking with an economist a few minutes ago that was running the numbers. If we see even 1% more GDP growth over the next 10 years, that ends up being, for each of the next 10 years, that ends up being about $10,000 in additional tax savings per taxpayer. It's a big, big reduction in individual rates, and it goes right at the problem of those people in high tax states lowering their expected tax liability.
Well, lest we forget, tax reform still remains the focus in light of everything that is before us this day with breaking news from Michael Flynn, what happened in San Francisco last night. And meanwhile, the Senate continues to work out these sticky details to see what they can do to come to resolution. I am thankful that John McCain is on the side of tax reform. He seemed to be very critical to allowing the Senate to get to this point, to move it forward to where this can be passed in the Senate. And then the next step will be hopefully very quickly that the House and Senate will get together and unify a bill that will be good for all concerned. And, you know, as we were talking about yesterday, part of the problem that you have is in these states, as Ted Cruz was just mentioning, California, Illinois, New York, you got New Jersey as well, that you can bring into it, that have taken so much money, you know, at the local level. And basically what it boils down to is the rest of us is, you know, outside of those states, has kind of been co-opting, you know, their issue. And so they've got some, you know, they've got some amendments to make and some adjustments to do and to bring this all in line to where it is a level playing field for all concerned. And, you know, it's going to cause them to look at their budget and be responsible. What a novel concept, as we were talking with Lou Euler yesterday, you know, that our elected officials have to be accountable to we the people. But we the people also need to hold them accountable. This is a government of, for, by we the people. But unless we hold our rightful authoritative position, then we have the America that we have today, which, you know, about half of it is content to move more and more toward socialism or some form of socialism. And the other part is going, whoa, 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 wait a minute. This isn't freedom. This isn't what our founding fathers established. It's not what it says in the U.S. Constitution. Granted. But again, this is what needs to be brought to bear so that people clearly understand and they're educated as to what liberty, what freedom looks like. Because when you consider all these areas where freedom has been able to reign, whether it's in the cell phone industry, you know, we've made incredible gains when freedom reigns. Otherwise, when we get bogged down by government saying we have a better way, look at what they've done with our health care system. And this is just one of the many examples. We've got more coming up. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We the people.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live in the pursuit of freedom and truth, no matter where it leads, on this very independent connection. And speaking of independent, we've got the queen of independence herself, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. I didn't get a chuckle out of you out of that, or was it like, that's obvious?
Well, I don't know. I think I've had too much eggnog already, so I'm like... I'm an eggnog bliss just listening.
That's it.
My little Christmas cloud.
The holidays already started for Lauren Kitchen Stewart.
Oh, it did. It did. I did my Christmas decorating the week before Thanksgiving.
Wow, okay.
Well, I just got too much going, and usually I do it. Well, it used to be like early December, and then I would do it the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Right.
This year I did it the week before because I have so much going on this week. I was like, I'm not going to have time. Mm-hmm. And we're having a big church Christmas party over here Sunday that now we're going, what were we thinking? But let me tell you this, if you want to make yourself clean your house, have a party.
That's it.
Have people
from church over. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you're a Catholic. If you're a Catholic, you're in the confessional for hours afterwards.
For hours and hours. Well, we had hired a new person to clean our house that the church recommended, and she was going to come this weekend and really deep clean, and I was like, hey, I'll be here to help wrangle the dogs. I was really excited to meet her, new girl, because we haven't lived here that long.
Uh-huh.
And I, Swanee, I'm just like, okay, for all of you millennials listening, I love you, I do, but this would never happen, I don't think, with our generation. So we've been texting. So I have a text record. She's coming, and we're talking about it, and this has been going on for a couple of weeks, and then she's like, well, hey, let me come out first to see the place. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just show it to you that day. Oh, great. So a week and a half ago, hey, see you that morning. So I guess it was the day before yesterday. I thought, I'm just going to touch base with her. Now, what time are you going to come this weekend? When are you coming? What? This weekend? What? And I'm like, seriously?
Oh, my.
We hadn't talked in so long. I just wasn't sure if I was still coming. I'm like, okay. I'm
in 3 days.
Screenshotting. Send them all to her.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I've never double booked. I've never done this before. Okay, y'all can imagine I am not wanting to be one bit nice to this child, and I'm wanting to actually not be a Christian, but I backed it down. I had this big, long text written to her, basically just, giving her the what for, and I just stopped and went, just move on. Move on and just don't even respond. And so I'm panicked. Y'all can imagine, this is the day before yesterday. We're having this huge church get together at our home. We have tons of pets. So we need a lot of help cleaning, and I had to just go, you know what, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. I told Robin, I said, you're going to have to stay them. We're going to have to do it. I'm not going to lose my joy and peace over this. That is what is going on here. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I don't understand this, Lauren. You're like Cinderella. I mean, Cinderella had the animals helping her clean. You mean tell me you can't get the dogs all unified together to help you clean?
I'm working on it.
I mean, you could be singing, everybody happy, you know, get the little munchkins over there. Everybody, you know, get them all working.
This is my dogs. I just cleaned something, and then they tinkle on it. That's the way we ride around our house. So it's like, all right. And I've got to put them all up. So y'all should see us. Before we have a party, we pack some of them over at my dad's, and then we pack some of them in our master bathroom. And that's where they stay during parties because we don't want people to be overwhelmed. But we had gotten to where let's put them at dad's because they don't seem to tear up as much stuff. Because, y'all, they are the Tasmanian devils. I mean, these two puppies we have. Robin yesterday goes in to check on them at my dad's, and I need to put the picture up for y'all to see. He walks in. They're laying in my dad's bed like the queens of Sheba, just looking like, hi, and just the
watching
whole
Animal.
House.
Are they watching Animal Planet?
They're probably watching Animal Planet. You know, they would be smoking a cigarette if they could, even though we don't, you know, support that in our home.
Right.
The house is trashed. Trash. I'll send you the picture when we get off. I mean, just stuff. Robin said he just was like, oh, dear Lord in heaven. Just everything. They had eaten everything in my dad's whole house.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank God he didn't have a ginger. If he had a gingerbread house in there, it would be gone, right?
Oh, my goodness. Everything was gone that wasn't even edible. Like, I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, what is that they ate? You know those ball cap things that you can put in your – it's kind of gross, really, but you put them in your dishwasher to wash your cap.
Oh, yeah, the plastic things.
They had eaten a bunch of those. Which
no
gross.
Way, they
you
ate those?
Your caps with your
gonna,
they had eaten like four of those.
Four? Why would you have that many around?
I don't, because my dad's a hoarder.
He just collects those things?
Depression. He does. He collects everything. He collects rubber bands. He collects the popsicle sticks. Like, we had the biggest falling out yesterday because I said, you cannot keep all this stuff that you had for 87 years. You can't do it. You cannot keep it all. To send it to Goodwill, you got to go to counseling. Let this stuff go. Oh, Yella, you didn't have all the money in the world. I'm like, no, I don't, but you can't keep everything.
So we got to have an intervention for Dad?
Oh, my word. We're about 40 years late on that, I think.
Yeah, my name's Bill Kitchens. It's been 2 hours, 32 minutes, 12 seconds since I bought another plastic hat. Hat former that I can use in my dishwasher. I'm doing better.
I'm
getting there.
I'm getting there. And you know, the Cool Whip containers, peanut butter containers. Oh, at his house in Tupelo, we're trying to get that house ready to use as like an event place because it's an old Annabelle home. We probably got 1,000 of those. And he's still collecting them, so I have to sneak behind him and throw them out when he's not looking and bury them in the recycle so he doesn't know they're there. Because if he doesn't know they're there, he won't miss them.
Oh,
well,
it's the episode that continues. This is life according to Lauren. This is just her world and her life. It's the way it happens. Hey, some sad news yesterday. Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle.
What happened to him? I was trying to find out.
Well, his health had been failing, and over the years, and I guess he had some major kidney issues some 20 years ago, and so his immune system. But still, to survive 20 years after having some, I believe it was kidney surgery that he had, is quite remarkable. But he passed yesterday in Hawaii, and so you think of Jim Nabors and the entertainment, and you know the thing that was most amazing about Jim Nabors, I think people were really shocked to hear him sing. He had a gifted voice. Did you ever hear him sing?
Oh, my word.
Sing?
Yes. Well, we all thought he was Gomer Pyle. You know,
Shazam.
Singing, and you're like, what? I mean, because we identified him with his character.
Exactly.
Not who he actually was. But, you know, I was thinking yesterday is that all the Andy Griffith folks now, pretty much, but Ron Howard are gone.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of end of a legacy. Right.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, you know, we played some sounders from Andy Griffith's show that, you know, you think about the storyline and what they taught, and it was so genuine and precious, and those are the kind of things we miss, and I think that's why people are buying up those old Andy Griffith reruns, because just for the storylines, you can play them for your kids, and, you know, that along with some old Disney movies, certainly a lot better than what's being turned out today, you know.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that the truth? And just Andy Griffith and Don not the way that they interacted, and I think that I read somewhere that initially, like when they were doing the pilot, Don Knotts was, you know, just kind of like a smaller role that he was, you know, he'd either audition for. They were kind of just trying to figure things out, and they were so good together that, you know, that's how they said, okay, we're going to, you know, elevate his role.
Right.
And then later on when Andy Griffith, he had Matlock, you know, and he was on it all the time, Don Knotts.
Right.
So they remained friends, close friends their whole entire life.
Well, there's a lot to say about entertainment chemistry. I mean, that's why God brought us together, Warren. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yes. And we got to separate for just a moment because we got to go to break. We've got more from Warren Kitchen Stewart.
Not me.
Right.
Not.
I'll be whatever. I'm happy. I'm happy either way. Stay with us. We've got more from Lauren on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, college professor, our favorite one, national radio personality, motivational speaker. If you think not, you ought to hear her dogs, because when she speaks, her dogs listen and they scatter.
They do. Yeah, when I call them and I'm like, don't do that, they look at me like, what?
Yes.
You're talking to me, and then they go on and do it again and again and again.
Well, Robin, the husband unit, he says you motivate him quite often.
Yeah, he's about had it. I tell you what, he had a really high, intense moment this week where he's like, I can't get these dogs. I'm like, I can't either. So we have made an executive decision. When these pass over to Rainbow Bridge, we are not replacing them. We're not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm to the point, you know, I was like, well, I'll get down to having just five. Because that's
five.
Normal for me. That's
five
normal
dogs for normal for you? No. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But now I'm like, no, if I'm just going to do cats and hamsters.
Hamsters. Okay.
Now, well, I had hamsters growing up. I had a hamster for like 10 years. It was Herman. And he'd run on that wheel all night long. You know, they're nocturnal. And he was the cutest thing. I think I've had about everything in the world, but I do want an iguana for now.
Mm-hmm. You did. Okay. Well,
we can get
the kids. The kids had a couple of hamsters, but their mom accidentally cooked them. Seriously. She cooked them.
I don't even want to hear this. I'll be too upset.
It was so sad. It was really sad. Well, you know, she was doing some house cleaning and put them outside and kind of forgot. And the sun shifted and, they got cooked.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the kids were depressed.
I
think I think that's she damaged our children for life.
But they were in a cage out there.
Well, yeah, you
they couldn't get away from
you see,
it.
And for me, see, that's why I hate when animals are caged, because they so rely on you for food, everything, you know, protection, and you got to pay attention. And I just have never been one to have caged animals. You know, our son, who you know and love so much, that he was always wanting. I go, no, I don't want things. I don't want snakes in the house. I don't want, because I just don't believe in caging up animals.
Well, I don't like to crate, and that's why these puppies have eaten our whole house. But I'm always concerned, what if they need to get out and we're not here and they can't? Because when we leave our property since then, we leave a door open. You know, so if anything happened in the house, they can get out if they need to.
Right.
Because I don't want them trapped in the house. So I've just never been able to crate for that very reason. I want to know that they have access to get away if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have thousands of dollars of drywall damage because I don't crate, but that's why I don't. You know, I just can't do it. I don't feel like they would have.
And that's why you got poor Robin on his last nerve here. So we'll be praying, burning novena candles for Robin and all the dogs there.
At least I'm over this thing. You know, this rescue thing. I've been doing this for probably 20, 25 years, and I've realized that is no longer my calling. Now, I'm still passionate about it, and I want to help rescue, but I finally said, okay, we have too many. But
we got to find other people.
12, 13 other people. Well, and I have a better network now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And any of you that are rescue people, you know, contact me because we can be peeps together. But one of ours is 17, 15, 12, 13, 14. So a lot of them are older. But, I mean, dogs now live to be 20 years old.
Yeah, if you take care of them. I mean, because that was, for me, the reason why I kind of backed away from dogs is because I get tired of being heartbroken. You know, they just don't seem to last very long, you know.
Well, now they live so much longer, but it's expensive. And down south, you have to do the heartworm treatment. Whereas it was lovely living out west because they're like, what is that? Like, they didn't even know because there's no mosquitoes.
Exactly.
And we have to be really diligent about it here and with the temperatures. You know, in California, you can leave dogs pretty much out all the time. Maybe not a hamster in the full sun. But,
no,
dogs. And
note to everybody, hamsters in the sun doesn't work.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say she accidentally put them in the dryer or the microwave.
Oh, no. Gosh, no. Pop goes the weasel. No, that's not funny. And that wasn't funny either. I mean, she felt terrible. It was so bad. I mean, I thought, you know, she was about ready to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on these poor things. And I was willing to let her because I just, you know, I just felt terrible. I mean, because I just don't like animals or cages because, like you said, they have no way out. I mean, they so count on you. And, you know, here it is, adults, we think, oh, well, kids can handle hamsters and everything else. And I can't even blame it on the kids. This was just mom being a little busy and forgetful. And it can happen. You know, you just got
too
much
to do. Well, it can happen when you get busy. And you leave them in the car when it's hot with the windows up.
Exactly.
You got to always leave some windows down.
We got people forgetting kids at church. Didn't you pick them up? Didn't you pick up the phones ringing? Hey, we got one of your kids here. You know, you left them in church.
Listen, I never would have understood that before having multiple children.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to tell me, if you have one, it's a different world. If you have more than one, you can have 10. And I was like, what? Well, now that we have two, and then we have three older ones and two little ones at home, I, for the first time, have stopped and gone, oh, my word, I get it, how that can happen. Like the other day, Knox, I'm like, where is he? Like, I'm in the car, I'm looking for him, Channing was with Robin. I get out, I'm looking all over the house, looking. Well, he was on the third seat, like, making something, so he was slouched down, playing with Legos. I couldn't find him for, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where is he?
He's and, of course, he can't seat. And he can't hear you very well, right? So he couldn't hear you screaming, you know, his name?
Yeah, he wasn't responding at all. I'm sure his cochlear was on, but he wasn't responding. And so I was like, oh, it really is. And I'm thinking I've lost him. And because he's deaf, I can't get his attention, so... I've learned to minister grace to parents that have a lot of children, especially imagine six children or five. And
people say, well, you got to have two or three before you lose a kid. But, you know, last time I checked, Mary and Joseph only had one kid, and they lost him for a while, didn't they?
Isn't that the truth?
Hey, just saying. I mean, you know, not that I'm trying to point fingers here.
But, that's the bar that we're following. We can do it.
Exactly. Thank you, Lord. One other thing, just really quick, because it's this 80,000-pound gorilla in the room. I mean, every day this week, you know, I wake up and it's another sexcapade. And it's like, when is this going to end? Is it going to get to the point, Lauren, that people finally say, hey, look, I'm guilty. I'm going to fess up. I'm going to throw myself on the mercy of the court. There's no need to be exposed. If I need to get fired, I've got to just bite the bullet and get fired. And maybe out of this whole deal, which I've been saying is hopefully we take advantage, because I think this is an opportunity to really deal with this problem, unlike what we did back in the latter 90s, when we just decided to kind of just stick our head in the sand and go, I don't want to hear about a president of the United States sexually harassing a young girl. It's just too much for me to deal with. Well, because we didn't deal with it then, it's like Kadesh Barnea. You know, the children of Israel had to keep going around in circles because they weren't learning the lesson. And here we are. We're like gone in circles, and we've gone full circle now. And okay, we have another opportunity to learn our lessons about sexual abuse and, if we're going to be a people of morality or not.
Well, and it became something that was just acceptable. And as being a woman in the workplace, I was in the Christian and non-Christian environment. If someone said something to you that was lewd, which I can tell you I had plenty of it, including Christian workplaces, you just learned to go, it's okay. You know, like it was just normal. And you just, as a woman, were supposed to take it.
Exactly.
And just say this is the way it's going to be. And with all this going on, I'm sure there's other family members out there listening, other women going, yeah, I've got them too.
Right.
You know, do we want to come forward and talk about it? I don't know. You have to, you know, seek the face of the Lord about that. But it was just the norm that if you're a woman in the workplace, that's what you're going to put up with. And I don't think I'm that surprised at so many of these people. I think the arrogance is what has really thrown me, especially with the ones that have been confronted and seeing the videotapes and things that have happened in the past, how arrogant they were. And that these, you know, women were, I mean, really being, I don't know, I mean, a lot of them were raped. It wasn't even just making a comment. I mean, they were, I was trying to choose my words carefully, but, you know, the horrible things were happening.
They were violated. And violated on so many levels. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And even their own, their own peers going, oh, okay, well, it didn't happen to me, and I'm really not sure how much, Matt Lauer seems to be like a nice guy, so I'll go along. And meanwhile, we've all been, contributing to it. And I say it in a sense that here we found out that our Congress, our very own Congress, has had a slush fund, $17 million over 240 incidences, not all sexual harassment, but nonetheless still, some. And to what degree, we don't know, because I don't think they're going to let us in on all that information, even though Marsha Blackburn has insisted, we want names. We want names. We want numbers. And, I said the other day that even Santa Claus knows who's naughty or nice, but I guess we may not figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good this is coming out, because then everyone across the board, men and women, will think before we say things to others.
Exactly.
Before we, do certain things, we'll think it through and go, wow, is this respectful towards that person?
No,
and if it can make everything shift, in the workplace, I mean, it's positive. I mean, these things need to come out, and people need to be respected and honored and cared for, especially women in the workplace, and to feel like you're heard. And that's what's distressing, women that came forward and were ignored or shushed or paid off or whatever, because then they're not dealing with the issue with the person that did those things.
Okay, we're going to give you the last word and leave it right there. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, we're going to talk about de-stressing during the busiest time of the year. Are you ready for that? Are you de-stressed enough to even hear the message? Okay, breathe. All right, breathe, relax. Because, hey, look, we're dealing with the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. It is going full blast now, and it's hard not to get caught up in the stress of the season, but there are ways to find a little moment of peace using simple chair yoga, meditation, essential oils. Even the most stressed out person can feel completely rejuvenated. And we are blessed to have Elena Brower with us. She's a yoga master, renowned author of the new best-selling journal Practice You, teacher and speaker. Elena, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And just talking to you, I'm remembering to breathe, you know, because that's,
nice.
That's also critical, right? We've got starts with breathing.
Indeed. That's yes. Everything. That's actually everything. You started this off perfectly.
Well, excellent. Well, let's talk about yoga and meditation and how it helps to de-stress and how it does that.
First of all, when we don't move around enough, pockets of tension find themselves in our bodies, and it's a really important practice to just stretch, even just a little bit, even in your chair. Mm-hmm. Just lift your arms up over your head.
I'm doing that right now. I'm following your directions, okay?
Arms all right, up stretching. Over your head. Take a full deep breath in, just with your arms up over your head. Nice big deep breath. And then exhale it completely. Bring your navel to your spine. One more time. Inhale, full deep breath. Really replenish your body.
How am I doing? Am I doing good? I feel good.
You're doing great.
Okay, and great.
Exhale.
Excellent.
That's so good.
Okay, good. 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 You're
what
a good
that
teacher.
Does is it, I thank you. It harmonizes your whole body just to take a full deep breath and oxygenate your cells.
Well, that feels good. It really does feel good.
It
just
really
something
does.
Simple like that, right?
I know.
Wow. Very cool. Look at how much stress did you relieve everybody? Our audience stress level has gone down by 70% just with that simple exercise. Hands to the sky, get your navel to your spine, right? Just breathe
That's
deep
right.
and relax and
That's
chill.
Right.
Excellent.
That's right.
Wow, what a blessing. Okay.
Yeah.
So how can beginners get started with a consistent yoga routine?
That's the best way, is really just to start by taking a few deep breaths and seeing how it feels in your body. Then you can maybe move on to the floor and lay down and bring your knees to your chest and roll around a little bit. Just see how it feels to be in your body. I take about 15 to 20 minutes every single morning to move my body, and then I lead into a sitting meditation. And all that is, if meditation, if the word scares you, all that is just sitting and listening and letting your body harmonize itself.
Exactly.
That's all it wants to do. We just keep interrupting it with all the phone and the bustle and the hustle, as you said. It's just letting your body do what it does best, which is go back into balance.
You know, some people of faith, good point, I'm glad you brought this up, get a little wiggy over the term meditation. But even the Bible talks about selah. You know, you have to take a selah moment, which is a meditative moment to really think on things that are important and significant. You know, kind of settle your brain, because your brain's always running, you know, nonstop anyway. But if you can find a way to calm it down, and this is a perfect time to do that, because it's not like you're about doing, it's just about being, isn't it?
That's correct.
Can
very,
I say that?
Very
is
well
that fair?
Said.
Okay.
No, that's perfectly said. You're stilling the mind, and you're not getting rid of the thoughts. You're not trying to stop them. You're just trying to let them be a little bit quieter and slower for moments at a time.
You know, when you talk about getting on the floor, I was just reading here recently. We have a grandson just turned away. He's about 15 months old.
Congratulations.
He is just so much fun. And it's really interesting, because as we get a little bit older, we can appreciate and learn so much, you know, from every input of life, including brand new babies, you know.
Yes.
And I was watching him, how he was moving, and subsequently I was admiring. I go, wow, look at him. He's just lying there. Doesn't seem to be doing a whole lot. But then I subsequently read that his movements are the kind of movements, even especially in our older age, that we should emulate.
That's
so,
right.
You know, and I thought, wow, how cool. And just watching him, how he built his core, and it was amazing, Elena. I got to tell you, we were in Hawaii visiting with them, because they live in Maui. And we were visiting with them, and within 2 months, I mean, 2 months earlier, we go there, he's barely taken a step. By the time we get back, 2 months later, The kid is in all seven gears. Fast forward. I mean, absolutely astounding to me in such a short period of time.
Mother Nature knows, and babies especially, they know exactly how to move to functionally optimize their growth and their mobility.
Well, let's talk about the top five stress-relieving essential oils.
My favorite.
And their suggested usage. I just started getting, you know, delving into some of this. And I've been doing this actually for a couple of years, but in a very neophyte sort of way. So I'm sure you could advance my understanding here.
I love to use essential oils just to make a sense of routine connection in my house. Mm-hmm. I use lavender anytime I feel like I need a supportive, relaxing environment, whether it's bedtime or any other time. I use a blend from doTERRA called Balance, which is a very warm and woody blend. It supports feelings of well-being, great while you're traveling. Mm-hmm. I also use from doTERRA a blend called Arise, which is very bright, citrusy, floral, great for lifting your mood, great for clarity, for courage. I love a blend called Peace, which is super comforting and reassuring. That has a little more depth to it. Vetiver, lavender, frankincense is in there. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Past Tense is one that I love. It comes in a roller ball, and it's really good for clarity, for focus, and also for balancing. A lot of people that get headaches really get a lot out of Past Tense for supporting that relief.
And the thing that's amazing is essential oils have been around for a millennia. I mean, that for thousands of years. And it's interesting that here recently, it's like coming back and we're becoming more aware of something that has been around forever that other cultures have taken full advantage of.
I think it's a pendulum. You know, this is ancient Egypt, ancient Rome. All essential oils were used that far back. And as we swing so far into the technological age, we are looking for ways to connect back to nature. We're looking for ways to get back into the self, you know, into the heart of things. And nature gives us that. And the essences of the plants really do lend us that.
Well, Elena, you know, you think of the stressors of life, how they've continued to increase, as you say, with technology and all. But if there's ever been a demand for us to breathe and relax and chill out, I mean, this fortifies our immunity system and everything that's healthy, right?
The oils always will do their job of supporting our wellness. The body always wants to come back into a state of wellness, well-being.
Yes.
And the oils will always support that movement.
I like that. We have to reluctantly let you go. You and I could be talking for hours.
I've
really enjoyed this time together. Great tips.
Thanks.
For our audience. Where can they go for more information?
doTERRA.com, and I'll spell it for you. It's doTERRA.
Well, there it is for you, ladies and gentlemen. Elena Brower, we have to let her go, as I say, reluctantly. Renowned author, teacher, speaker, wrote Art of Attention, an artful yoga workbook now translated into 6 languages, and is the creator of Teach, yoga virtual home for yoga teachers worldwide. Elena Brower, thank you again so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day and a peaceful day, too, okay?
And you, Bill. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. George Barna is back with us. He's been out frolicking, having fun, getting ready for the holiday season. And he is back here now, so good to be talking with George Barna, the Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. George has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. George, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty well. It's good to be back with you.
We had a good Thanksgiving. Everybody had fun. No food fights. It was all good, huh?
It was good. I'm not going to comment on the food fights, but yeah, it was all good.
It's okay. Hey, speaking of food fights here, your latest article about Christians not spreading the gospel, what is going on? Has the culture suppressed them to such a degree that they cannot be excited about their salvation any longer? Or is it to the point of, you know, like Billy Graham used to say, he used to question whether or not people were actually saved or they just came forward just because of peer pressure and just to make a superficial, kind of commitment here?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both. You know, on the one hand, you look at the fact that Americans are really distracted. They have a difficult time identifying what's meaningful, what's a priority, what really matters. We know we've become a much more narcissistic society, and so we're focused on ourselves rather than concerned about others. Mm-hmm. And as you say, there are a lot of people, too, that love the idea of the eternal fire insurance, but they're not necessarily committed to living a different life, one that continually acknowledges their sin and their need for holiness, their need for God's forgiveness. And so the outcome here is that when we don't just ask people, do you consider yourself to be born again? But instead, when we look at theologically, you know, have you confessed your sins? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Do you believe that the only reason that you will experience a life with God in heaven eternally is because of God's forgiveness? What we've seen is a downward trajectory. over the last 7 or 8 years in terms of the proportion of people who have made that kind of commitment and in return who are willing to and able to share the good news of the gospel with others.
Exactly. George, is it something simple? I mean, to me, the way I look at it, in terms of response from somebody who has been redeemed, they can say who they were before and who they are now. It's clear cut, like the blind man. I was blind, now I see. It's real clear cut. And that's what I have found. People who have really made a true conversion, they understand the difference in their life. And if you just listen to their words, You don't have to ask very many questions. You just hear about their experience. And to me, that tells me right off if somebody has been truly converted and their faith commitment is of value.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, you can add to that. And then when a person tells me those things, if I look at their life, I should see the fruit of that transformation.
Exactly.
In very real ways. I mean, that's what Jesus said. He said, you know, don't tell me you're a disciple. Show me you're a disciple.
Exactly.
You know, show me the fruit. So that's really key as well.
And kind of interesting, too, is that I found that, you know, people will get a good deal on buying a car or something, you know, that they've experienced in a retail experience that was very positive. And they can't help but tell people. I mean, they will, hey, you got to buy. I got this great deal on AOL stock. You know, believe it or not, I got it through a special access point and I'm able to buy it at 50% off. I mean, they can't help but tell people about that. They'll share that kind of good news. But when it comes to something like their spiritual eternal existence, if there isn't that true conversion, I question, you know, because it's almost like you can't help but tell people. And this is what excites me sometimes about, you know, I say young, and it doesn't necessarily mean chronologically, but somebody who's been newly converted, they're so excited they can't help but tell you about it. And that also assures me that the conversion has taken place.
Yeah, that's a real key aspect. I mean, the things that matter to you, you're excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You love your wife, you're excited about her. You love your kids, you're excited about them. You want to go to their games. You want to see their homework and their artwork. I mean, all that stuff matters to you.
Exactly.
And yet when you look at the church in America, what we find is that so many people have kind of lost that sense of thrill, that excitement about what Jesus did for me. I didn't deserve it, but look what he did for me. We've been so distracted by all the shiny objects that the society keeps throwing at us that we're missing the real point of what life is about.
Yeah, I think some of it too, George, is that we just don't, I say, have those Salem moments. You know, the Bible in Psalms, you know, you get to those points, those punctuation points, this is Selah, and which is kind of a warning sign, a stop sign for us to stop and meditate. You really need to chew on this. And, you know, in this hurry-up world in which we live in, you know, I say that it's a microwave generation. We stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. It just doesn't go fast enough. That we're not stopping to really smell the roses and contemplate who it was that we were truly before Christ and the difference that it's made in our life. And I think that if we give ourselves some pause, especially in this holiday, now is a key time, you know, because we have people today in the secular existence and culture that we live in who just want to step over, you know, Christmas and what it means. Like, okay, do the presents, fight for the parking space at the mall, you know, charge up my cards, get myself deeper in debt for people I really don't care too much about. And it's all superficial, as opposed to really stopping to appreciate what Christmas represents. And it's a great opportunity for people of faith to share the gospel, not to mention, oh, yes, by the way, culturally, we're going through this big sexcapade that has absolutely devastated our culture. And, you know, and I think this is a golden opportunity for people of faith to say, look, we need God. If we're going to really address these hard issues of life, it's going to be with God at the center of it, not apart from God.
Yeah, great points. I mean, you know, our research over the course of years continually shows that Americans are so busy going nowhere. And we get so distracted by all the opportunities, the options, the pressures around us, that we lose a real sense of meaning and purpose in life. I'm astounded every year as we do our studies, you know, some of the tracking measures we have, look at people's sense of meaning and purpose, and we find that half of all Americans every year say that they're confused about or can't identify what their meaning and purpose in life is. Mm. So it's no wonder that we get to the end of the year at this time that's supposed to be so significant. Psychiatrists and psychologists tell us it's the highest point of the year for things like anxiety and depression, suicides rise to unprecedented levels. Yeah, so I think it's a great time for those of us who really have that relationship, that life-transforming, life-giving relationship with Christ, mm-hmm. to be able to talk to other people about, you know, it's not just about the birth of Christ. In fact, it didn't really even happen in December. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you about what was so critical about his life, his death, his resurrection, not for the world at large, but for you personally, because I know because of what it's done for me personally.
Exactly. And that's what sometimes we miss out, and we try to Christianize the gospel. We try to get, you know, think like we got to be some junior pastor. Just tell your story. You know, how it relates to you. You know, some people like freak out and go, well, you know, I don't know how to write my testimony. I know this was something we did in college and in Bible college. You know, one of the first things they told us, okay, write your story. And people were like freaking out about it. And some of the stuff that came out, I mean, some of it was comical because, you know, everybody decided they needed to be a junior preacher about it and make sure they were theologically sound. You know, the stories are so simple and personal, as you say, and can be so powerful if we don't, you know, mix them up with the wrong ingredients.
Well, and here's one of the other things that we found in this new research is that most people who accept Christ as their Savior do so before they reach the age of 18. In fact, most of them before the age of 13. So here we are as adults trying to be all sophisticated in communicating our story to other adults when really it doesn't have to be sophisticated. In fact, the most fertile ground for sharing the gospel is with children, particularly those within our own nuclear family or extended family. The survey found that that's where we have the greatest evangelistic impact of all. And so if we can begin to focus on our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, all of those kids that are part of our life, and realize that, you know what, the greatest gift we could ever give them at Christmas time is the gift of salvation, leading them to the foot of the cross, helping them to understand that Jesus is real, Jesus loves them, Jesus died to save them. You can have him as a part of your life for the rest of your life, for the rest of eternity.
Exactly.
What greater gift could you ever give him?
And George, to your point, maybe that's what Jesus meant when he said that unless we come to God with a childlike spirit, you know, when you think about how children come to God, I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, presumption there. It's just saying, hey, I get it. And they come running to God, and adults will be reticent because we think we know better somehow.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here. Who do we think we're fooling?
Yeah.
You know, we're running around trying to give off the air of sophistication and wisdom and how urbane and erudite we are. The reality is we're a bunch of sinners running around. We're like chickens without our heads.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it for what it is. You know, God loves us in spite of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if that isn't something to celebrate during this season, I don't know what is.
Amen to that. I'll tell you, George, people know it should be better. And we're here to say, yes, you're exactly right. Pursue the better. Pursue the eternal things. George Barna, how can people be in touch and find out more information?
You know, at our website, which is culturefaith.com, we've got this new piece of research out there that explains all that we've been talking about. And I hope it'll be an encouragement to people that this is a great opportunity for them, that this is a great need in America right now. And if we care about the country, we care about the church, we care about our families and other people, this is the greatest thing we can do.
Well, I'm all in with you, George Barnum. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want